I've been engaged by the vice president in a matter which involves the withdrawal of some of our motorcade escort cars by the police. The manner in which it happened would clearly show that there was a kind of a clash between the State House and the office of the vice president.
In what manner was this a clash?
All right. According to our law, the vice president is entitled to a motorcade escort by the police. And her entitlement all along has been she has had two cars, one in front, one behind her as she travels. Now, what happened here is that the officers from the president simply came to her office and told her that we are getting back one of your cars. The president wants to use it.
But isn't every car specifically to the presidency?
By law, the president has got his own motorcade, then the vice president has got his own motorcade. Now, what was happening here is that they were saying they want to get the motorcade of the vice president to be used by the president. Now, what we are challenging is the manner in which this thing happened, because they never gave a reason in the first place when they were getting the cars. They were saying, just orders from above, you have to surrender the car. And two, that decision was not in writing, it was just verbal. We had the whole guard commander of the president, the whole chief, the director of the state residences, coming to the vice president asking her to surrender one of her motor vehicles. So what we're doing now is we're asking the court to review the decision of those officers of the president in the way they conducted themselves in grabbing this car belonging to the vice president.
Well, but I hear the court ruling suggests that the president should give similar vehicles or try to accommodate the vice president in this manner and not an order for the cars to be or the vehicles to be returned to the vice president's motorcade.
That is very true. The car which was withdrawn, because what the court was saying, it does not want to get into the security of the president himself. Now, since the reason which they were giving to the court was that the president needed that particular vehicle for his motorcade, what the court ordered, they said, okay, fine, you stay with that. It's a hammer. We're talking about a hammer here. The office of the president should stay with the hammer. But at the same time, the court did not want to compromise the security of the vice president because it still remained her entitlement that she gets that motorcade escort. So she ordered the officers of the president to give a comparable car to the Hammer, not the actual Moshi, the Glove, because that was said to be needed by the president. So they were ordered to give another vehicle of comparable status to the Hammer to be used by the vice president, which in our view we're comfortable with because we're not sure what is happening with that Hammer, wherever it is. So it would not be in the interest of the vice president to get back that car. Rather, if that comparable car to Hammer can be given to her, so much the better.
There are reports that sharp public disagreements between the president and the vice president led to this action. Are you aware of this?
I'm very much aware of those sharp. Everybody is aware about that in Malawi. It's nothing strange. But I think I'm not. The case which I'm handling with the vice president is about the cars, and that's all I can talk about.
So, what is the next line of action now?
We have just applied to the court because the order of the court did not specify the time within which we are supposed to give that comparable car. So what we have done is we have applied to the court to fix the time. We're asking for 48 hours from the date that the court is going to give its order. They should deliver the car. So that if they don't comply, then that will be another issue, contempt of court. They're already in contempt of court anyway, but we want just for the court to fix the time within which that order of it should be complied with.